The Ninth Tower Productions. We do love to tell ourselves stories. Structures of meaning on which to hang the slowly rotting events of our lives, like flesh on bone. Sometimes we record them in an account of daily events, a diary perhaps. But sometimes we look in the mirror and know that our lives are abhorrent, and that all of our daytime tales are just lies.
Lies.
Masking the truth that we choose hatred over understanding far more often than we admit. When we stumble, trying not to fall under the weight of our collective pain. When we know that our malignancies cannot be escaped or hidden. What is needed is to record these diseased tales in an account of horrid nocturnal occurrences. A noctuary.
Noctuary.
A tainted noctuary.
Wanda, I'm home. Why aren't there any lights on? Wanda? Wanda? Where the hell is she? Captain Gavin Partridge speaking. Sugarman, I just got home. I'm hungry and my wife is nowhere to be found. Do you think this could wait until tomorrow at the precinct? Just assure Smith that he's safe. I'm in charge now that Captain Dooley's retired. I get both your backs, Lieutenant. Internal affairs won't have dick on us. Yeah, copy that. See you tomorrow. All right, then. Time for some cold leftover Chinese and a big tumbler of spiced rum. Maybe I'll just sit here and nap until Wanda shows her face. Then we're gonna have words.
The king has invited you to the ball. And vengeance to the right. Have you found the yellow sign? Have you found the yellow sign?
What the?
Where the hell am I?
Is this the sanitarium? Why are the lights red and dim?
Why am I dim?
Patients are wandering the halls, but where are the staff and the doctors?
I'm a patient wandering the halls. I think I need a doctor.
Is that an animal?
No, it's a patient.
Who the hell is that?
Fucker's huge.
Where the hell's my gun?
Shit.
Where's my help?
Shit. How does it feel to be on the receiving end of a hunt, Gavin?
This has to be a dream. He's wearing some faceless pallid mask.
Dreams have to be. His face is pallid.
Oh, shit.
No, stop.
How does it feel to be on the receiving end of a beating, Gavin?
Please, I'm a cop. You gotta stop, please. I'm a cop, and you gotta stop me.
Or what, Captain Partridge? You'll arrest me, copper?
Cut his eyelids off so he can't close his eyes to the horror, Steven.
What the fuck is wrong with her face? Her mouth shouldn't work like that.
Her mouth fucks wrong.
That's not a bad idea, Naomi.
Does she have three tongues?
Her three tongues have me.
Now, Gavin, wait. Did you just piss yourself, Gavin? Oh, what a big, strong man you are after all. You're nothing but an ant.
As if this place didn't smell enough like piss and shit.
Not a dream, Gavin. At least not exactly what you mean by a dream. Not even a nightmare. If this was a nightmare, you would have woken up when you pissed yourself. Let me show you what I mean.
Isn't this your precinct, Gabby?
Smith, thank God you're here. You gotta help me. I'm being chased by some lunatic who's hopped up on PCP or something.
Calm down, sir. And tell me what the problem is. You say you're being chased?
Smith, what are you talking about? Stop playing around and get Johnson and Sugarman out here for some backup.
Sir, I don't know who you are or how you know the names of those officers, but you need to calm down and back away from the desk or we're going to have to restrain you.
God damn it, Smith. I'm Captain Partridge, your captain. Now stop this shit before...
That was a nice shot Smith got off of the taser.
Who's this nutjob, Smith?
I have no idea, Sugarman. Do you know him, Johnson?
Nope. He's no police captain, that's for sure.
Did you just piss yourself? Look, you aren't a cop. You're a piece of shit. Our captain is Captain Dooley, and he's the fucking salt of the earth. You, on the other hand, are clearly a wife beater, a child abuser, and completely without morals. If you somehow managed to become a cop, you'd end up dirty before your first rookie year was out. I have no idea who you are, but I do know that you fucking disgust me.
No more of that.
Let's wipe your chin. We can't have you getting hysterical on us just yet. Plenty of time for manic drooling later. Possibly even pennies on your eyes.
Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Why did I do all this?
Gavi, silly baby Gavi.
The why is not something you are ignorant of. But you're too much of a delusional coward to see it. Let's see if we can make things clearer to you.
Fuck! Leave me alone, goddammit! I should have left them all alone.
What the fuck is...
Is that a human-sized maggot in a straitjacket?
Oh, fuck.
Am I a maggot in a straitjacket?
You should plant drugs on him, so he'll face really bad charges.
He did that to us. So many of us went away for a very long time.
No, I gotta wake up. Please, somebody let me wake up.
Wake up.
You're not really asleep, Gavin. And you know this all too well.
The smell of plumerias? Just a dream. It was just a dream. I'm still on my honeymoon with Wanda. But that can't be right. That was over 10 years ago.
Gavin.
Wanda? Baby?
You're going to do all of it.
What are you talking about, baby?
You lied to me. You tried to make out like you were a big hero cop, savior of civilization and law-abiding citizens everywhere. It's all delusions and lies. As soon as you can, you'll beat me for whatever reason pisses you off. As soon as you can, you'll get me pregnant and then show no interest in me. But you'll fuck all the hookers you can blackmail instead. As soon as you can, you'll bully our son, making him feel insignificant so you don't ever have to worry about a son overshadowing you in life. You'll do your best to make sure he's an even bigger loser than you are. As soon as you can, you'll go on the take and fill your secret bank account with dirty money. So, as soon as I can, I'm going to get this marriage, this tragedy of a marriage, annulled. Because I want to forget you ever existed. You piece of shit.
Wanda, no. It's not like that. Why did the plumeria smell like piss?
Shit! Are we closer yet, Partridge in a Pear Tree? Are we close to the Y yet?
No.
Just one or two more doses of reality, and you'll understand.
The floor? What's happening? No!
Careful, Gavin. It's a long drop home.
Stupid idiot. I've told you over and over to put your goddamn toys away, Todd.
I'm sorry, Daddy.
I'm done telling you. I guess the only thing that's gonna make you learn is action. Take this, you stupid idiot. You. You're not Todd. You're that freak. Todd's just a papier-mâché mask?
Todd's not here, Mr. Partridge. You won't be seeing him ever again.
What? What's in that door? Where's that light coming from?
From her heart. He's almost ready, Dr. Lancaster. Gabby here's hinges are rusted. And just need a bit of oil to join us.
Oh, that's wonderful, Stephen. You've been a very good boy. Yes, you've done a wonderful thing tonight, Stephen. Justice will be meted out, and the innocent can sleep soundly and safely after your work's finished.
Then no time like the present.
What are you? Get off my back, you freak!
Ride your puppet, Stephen. Make him see.
Hello, Gavin. Hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get crazy. Everything you've seen so far, Gabby, has been real. True. But not exactly factual, if you get my meaning. What you're about to see is real, true, and absolutely historically factual.
Please, Mrs. Partridge, everything is gonna be fine. I'll take care of everything.
You don't know him. He's got connections everywhere. I can't go to the authorities. I can't even go to a hitman. He'd find out. He'd...
Please, Mrs. Partridge, call me Vanessa. And may I call you Wanda?
Yes.
Wanda, you've not only been incredibly brave, but you also have been incredibly cunning, intelligent, and resourceful. Not many people find their way to our door, and not many people who do have the courage to walk through it.
I had nowhere else to go. No cop will help me, and no one shady will help me either. It's too risky, and I don't have the money to make it worth anyone's while.
Wanda, we don't do it for the money. I already get a very good salary. We do it for other reasons, other rewards. When my partner and I are done, you won't have to worry about anything. Your husband won't be able to touch you, literally or figuratively, and you and your boy Todd will be free from him.
Sorry.
You won't even have to give up anything in your divorce. He'll be a ward of the state for the rest of his tormented, miserable life.
How can you do this?
Do you really want to know? I'm willing to tell you, but I want you to take a moment and really decide what's best for your own mental health.
I want to know. I've come this far into the darkness. Maybe I need to reach the bottom of the ninth circle before I can rise again.
A wonderful illusion, Wanda, and one I completely agree with. My partner in this is also my patient. His name is Stephen Russell, and he's a very good boy who has certain skills that can be channeled with the right stimuli.
What do you mean?
Stephen is a sweet little boy at heart. But there's something else inside, or maybe outside. We still have more testing to do, you see. That makes him more, a lot more. Would you be open to meeting Stephen? You're perfectly safe.
Okay.
Voice, Roy.
Call Vincent Leventhal.
Calling Vincent Leventhal.
How can I help you, Dr. Lancaster?
Would you bring Stephen Russell to my office, Vince?
You have excellent timing, Doctor. I was just bringing Stephen back from the day room. We'll be right there.
Thank you, Vince. Come in.
Here's Stephen, Dr. Lancaster.
Stephen, please sit down.
Okie dokie, Dr. Vanessa.
Jeez, he's big.
Thank you, Vince. That'll be all.
Yes, Doctor. Will you need me to take him back to his room, or is this a special visit?
It will indeed be a special visit.
Understood, Doctor.
Stephen, Wanda here has a problem.
I don't like problems, Dr. Vanessa. They make people sad.
Yes, they do, Stephen. Stephen, when you look at Wanda, what do you see?
I see a really pretty lady. One who wants the world to stop
screaming
at her. One who
loves her son
and just wants people to love her.
Why do you think she's pretty, Stephen?
Because she's
good.
She wants her boy to be more than
what I am.
She wants to protect. She's willing to be hurt for those that she doesn't want to see hurt. She's pretty.
Mr. Russell here is very astute. He also has other abilities and skills. I'm not able to explain them to you in as much detail as you might desire, but I can assure you that we will be successful, and you and Todd will not have to worry about Captain Gavin Partridge ever again.
Thank you, Doctor. Would it be all right if I thank Stephen with a hug?
Stephen, would it be all right if Mrs. Partridge thanked you?
I would like that very much, Dr. Vanessa.
Thank you for helping me and my son, Stephen.
Wanda, we'll be in touch tomorrow. By then, this particular problem will be resolved.
Thank you both.
So, Stephen, are you going to be able to do this?
I don't like putting the mask on, Dr. Vanessa.
I know, Stephen.
It makes me grow up. I want to be a
little boy.
I know, Stephen.
But she is a pretty lady, and her boy deserves to live a good life.
The yellow of the sigil is especially bright today. Are you willing to put on the mask, Stephen?
Yes, Doctor.
I'm a good boy.
Then kiss me. Put on the mask and administer some justice for our friends.
Do you see it, Gabby? It is a fearful thing, isn't it, Gavin?
Wanda, Wanda, you have to help me. I'm so sorry. I understand that
I'm so sorry to have to give you this diagnosis, Mrs. Partridge.
It's all right, Doctor. We're all in Carcosa? I'm just glad poor Gavin will get the help he needs.
I can't repair my yellow reputation. No one can.
You don't think he'll ever be cured?
Only of his incontinence. As for his mental problems, I'm sorry to say that it is extremely unlikely. Cases like this are very unfortunate.
Well, I guess little Todd and I will just have to get on with our lives then.
Yes, I'm not a lawyer, although I can recommend some very good ones that specialize in this area. But soon, I would recommend divorcing Officer Partridge so that you can move on. He's a ward of the state now, so you won't have to worry about any monies or anything like that.
Thank you, Doctor, for everything.
I'm sorry for your loss, Mrs. Partridge.
And please thank Stephen for me.
I will.
Casilda mocks me while Camilla leers in ways that make my soul pallid. Wanda, please, I hear Kier's churning, and the child is coming. He's forcing me to see the Phantom of Truth. The king is here. He hears. It's not a mask, Wanda. It's not a mask.
Tainted Noctuary, Episode 2, Straightjacket Justice, was written and created by Lothar Tuppen, and was adapted from the short story Straightjacket Justice, written by Lothar Tuppen, with much love to the music of Alice Cooper and The King in Yellow Mythos by Robert W. Chambers. Gavin Partridge was played by Jeff Billard. Stephen and Todd were played by Lothar Tuppen. Naomi and Dr. Vanessa Lancaster were played by Janet Deiter. Smith was played by Michael Moynihan. Sugarman and the Voiceroy device were played by Robert Mitchell. Johnson and the Maggot were played by Adam Pope. Wanda Partridge was played by Tanya Milojevic. And Vince was played by Jack Ward. Moans, wails, lamentations, and Walla were provided by the Freesound Project. Music by Lothar Tuppen, the Freesound Project, and Pixabay Music. Nocia No. 1, written by Eric Satie, was performed by Gregor Quindel and provided free for use by Pixabay Music. Sound design, direction, and mastering by Lothar Tuppen. Sound effects by Lothar Tuppen or licensed by Sonus and the Freesound Project. This presentation, as well as the scripts and characters therein, are copyright 2024 to Lothar Tuppen, and this recording is released under a Creative Commons 3.0 attribution, non-commercial, no derivatives license. All other rights are reserved.